Gentlemen, welcome back to the Solitary Beast podcast. This is Beastcast episode 6. I am your host, Ashley Davis. Guys, it's been a minute, a couple weeks here, actually maybe a month or more. But I missed you guys. I think about making podcast episodes all the time. I think about the points I want to make. I write notes in a little pocket notebook that I carry around. But if I don't sit down and intentionally record an episode, the moment passes. But here I am today, and I'm really glad to be talking to you guys. Hope everybody is doing well. I'm recording this podcast in late August. It's really late, at least for me right now. It's about half of 11, and I'm just going to do a quick podcast for you guys, one take, a few notes here, cover something that'll probably help you guys out. We actually celebrated a milestone recently, and I wanted to make an episode about that, but I'll make the announcement now. We're actually over 500 downloads for the podcast. So as of right now, the podcast is like 530 plus something downloads. I really appreciate you guys for listening and sharing it with your friends and things like that. Thanks to all the guys who are the part of the tribe here that we're, you know, that we're building. I appreciate you guys very much. And just wanted to say thank you. If you get a chance, leave a review. I haven't looked recently, but I didn't have any reviews yet, so if you leave a 5-star review, I'll make you guys a deal. The first 5 people to leave a 5-star review of the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to it, the first 5 people to leave a 5-star review will do a 15-minute coaching call. So go ahead, grab your app right now, wherever you're listening to this. Review the podcast. I mean, you can leave an honest review. Just if you put 5 stars on it, it helps the show out a lot. And then email me. Write your review, leave your 5 stars, and then email me at solitarybeastblog@gmail.com. And let me know that you did it, and we'll schedule a time for us to chop it up. So thanks in advance for that, guys, and I'm looking forward to talking to you 5 dudes who jump on and do that. So don't forget to email me also, just in case I don't see it. So today's topic is for you guys that might be experiencing a recent breakup, or even a not-so-recent breakup. Men who are experiencing a not-so-recent breakup, it might help you out too. This is based on something that I heard Coach Greg Adams say, and it was an aside. It wasn't the topic of the show or the podcast that he did. He just said as an aside, and I latched onto it and was turning it around in my mind and thinking about it, and I'm like, man, that's really brilliant. So what this applies to is those of us that are still thinking about a woman or a person in our past, and you find yourself like romanticizing that person or just thinking about them a lot, whatever. And I think this is a common thing. This is a pretty common theme in movies and pop music. Like, I can think of a few songs off of the top of my head of people who have made songs about relationships that ended and they're still missing the person. Like, Katy Perry has a song, The One That Got Away, was on the radio like a few years ago, 10 years ago maybe. There's like a rock song that I can't think of the name of the song, but it's just talking about like a woman from his past calls the guy up and his girlfriend is in the other room. I don't remember the name of it right now, but it's a kind of a really cool song. But so this is a common thing that people experience. Even if you are in a current relationship, or you've been in relationships since this one person, I feel like a lot of people have just an individual from their past, a relationship from their past, a person from their past, that you find yourself kind of stuck on. So I think this is pretty common for us guys, and we're going to address it a little bit of a way to think about it now. So I want to point out here that it's easy to romanticize a person that isn't in your life anymore. And I've written about this or alluded to it in a post that I wrote called, the title of the post is Getting the Woman of Your Dreams is a Nightmare. And it's just about how the opposite side of this is, like, if you actually get that woman, like this person that you're romanticizing, if she was in your life on a daily basis, she'd probably be annoying the shit out of you. Even if you loved her and cared about her, she's still a human being, and she's still going to, like, pop her gum when she chews. You know, she smacks when she chews gum, or she snores or farts in bed, whatever she's doing. There are things that you're not thinking about because your mind wants to fuck you. And guys, this is a common theme in my writing and in the podcast. Your mind, one of my favorite quotes about it is that your mind is either a dutiful servant or a tyrannical master. And what that means, write that down, by the way. Your mind is either a dutiful servant or a tyrannical master. I kind of made that up. It means that your brain will play tricks on you. And will, for example, in this, we're talking about this romanticism thing. If there's a woman in your past that you're thinking about or that you think about a lot, you're like, oh, her hair was so soft and she smelled so good. And when she kissed me, it felt like this. And when she touched me, it felt like this. And she was so wet all the time. Whatever you're thinking. But you're not, your brain is kind of like blocking out the fact that she used to like text you all day long and annoy you when you were at work or just whatever she was doing, right? The flip side of that is things that really got on your nerves or bugged you when you were with the person, but your brain will torture you with the good things that you remember about her, even amplifying them to the point where it's like you're making a bigger deal about it than it probably even is. And this is something that I know to be true. A lot of times getting the thing that you want is not as much fun as wanting it. And that's kind of what I was talking about in the post, which you guys should go check out. It's on solitarybeast.com. The title of the post is Getting the Woman of Your Dreams is a Nightmare. At some point, I'll put a link in the show notes for that. But it's just about how, you know, getting kills wanting. David D'Angelo wrote that in his book, Attraction is Not a Choice, which I really recommend. And I talked about that book in my post, How to Get Girls, 3 Books to Improve Your Sex Life. And I'll have to leave a link for that in the show notes too. I should be taking notes on that so I can remember to do that. So really quickly, now that we're 7:35 into the podcast, is the powerful move here when you're romanticizing this person from your past, this relationship from your past, is to recognize that your mind is playing tricks on you. This person, I'm sure she's beautiful. She probably felt, you know, great in bed, whatever. But recognize that your mind is not letting you remember the things that you didn't like about her as much. And the powerful move here is to say, and this is what I heard Coach Greg Adams say, is that when you're thinking about this woman, like from your past, you know, this girlfriend that you used to have that was so great, you just tell yourself or think to yourself, she's somebody else's problem now. And that's it. That's the power move. She's somebody else's problem. Just saying that to yourself kind of snaps you back to reality. When he said that, I thought about it for a while, the rest of the day for days. So this was, guys, this was probably close to a month ago that I heard this. And it was just, a throwaway comment that he made in response to something that he was talking about on the show. And I was like, man, that's brilliant. Because this particular woman from my past, who I will tell you guys that I have a relationship from years ago that I still romanticize in my head because this, I'm like, oh man, she was so great. This is so great. And even I'm actually aware of the fact that I'm making it more than it is in my head. And I've slept with, I don't even know how many women since then, because this was a couple years ago. I've been with a bunch of women since then. I've been in 2 relationships since this particular person. But I kind of just like to think about it in my head and like to ruminate about it in my head. And that's another thing that I probably can make a different podcast about, is sometimes getting in touch with pain and with heartbreak is such a powerful experience. So I can talk about this more in depth in another episode. But when it's just useful to me, and it's just something that I've been exploring recently, is going to my pain, like heartbreak, loss, rejection, hurt, missing people, just that feeling, sorrow, going to that and using that for my artistic expression, using the energy of that. I probably need to think about that more in depth before I can make a coherent podcast episode about it. But the point of me saying that is that sometimes I do that on purpose. Sometimes I kind of like go to that place of longing and heartbreak on purpose to use that energy for something else. But it used to torture me, and I used to be sad for real. And when I was thinking about that aside, you could just tell yourself, when you're thinking about that person, she's somebody else's problem. And just saying that, it like snaps you into reality. You realize, yeah, she was great. The head felt good. You know, her pussy was great. She was fun. Her hair smelled nice. But when you say it like that, when you tell yourself she's somebody else's problem, you remember the totality of that woman. I'm going to say woman here, but if it's a person of a different gender, I don't care. But when you say that, when I said that to myself, I was like, man, that's it just snapped me back to reality, like a cold bucket of water being poured on my head. Yeah, her lips felt really good. But you know what else? She used to text me a lot. She was pretty clingy. She had a lot of expectations. She was impossible to keep happy. Like all these other things. And I'm not sitting here to deride this person. This is a really fantastic individual whom I love deeply and loved at that time and love now. But what I'm saying is, just saying that is such a powerful, it's such a powerful way to get control of the situation mentally, if that makes sense. So you could just tell yourself, instead of sitting there in longing and sadness, if you don't want to feel like that, she's somebody else's problem, and just shrug it off and go back about your day. Something about saying that will make you remember. God, I hate it when she used the bathroom with the door open or whatever. I don't know. My particular girlfriend that I'm talking about would never do that, but I'm just thinking of something that's irritating that people do. So I hope that helps you guys out. This is going to be a short one, guys, because it's a quarter to midnight, and I've been waking up the last few nights at 5:30. I recently read Jocko Willink's book, which is called Discipline is Freedom. It's an interesting book. It's quirky. I didn't expect it to be as stylized as it is. It's almost written like a poem. Like, it's not an actual book that you read through in chapters. It's written, even the way the text is on the page, is sort of written in a stylized way, like a poem or like a zine. And then I was doing some research about Jocko Willink, and he grew up in the hardcore scene, like the hardcore punk scene. And then it made sense that he wrote this book that really is more like, it looks kind of more like a hardcore zine from the 90s than an actual. I was expecting it to be kind of like a real book with chapters and talking about his life. I don't know what I was expecting, but the book was pretty interesting. There are some good points in there. The best parts of the book are that he gives you like a full, basically a whole year's worth of workout programs in the back of the book. He does 3 beginner, intermediate, and advanced training programs, and each one of them has 4 different series, which is 4 different workouts. So there's 4 different workouts for 4 different series for 3 different stages, beginner, intermediate, and advanced, which how much is that? 4 times 4 is 16, times 3 is 48, I believe. I don't know. Now you guys are understanding that I can't do math in my head. Whatever 3 times 16 is, that's how many workouts that you get, which is really fantastic. And then the first few are just pure body weight. They're push-ups, pull-ups, burpees, running. So you could even go through. I was looking at it and I was like, man, I could do each of these series. Like if I did the beginner series 1 for a month, and then series 2 for a month, et cetera, et cetera. That'd be a whole year of training. And it ends up that by the time that you're doing his advanced, even his intermediate trainings are pretty extensive. Pardon me. By the time that if I were to do that workout in the book, like all the way through till I could complete the advanced workouts, if you were to do those, you'd be in fantastic shape with the right macros. So the book I kind of thought was, I mean, there were some good points in the book which I liked. But the workout program is well worth the $24 that the book is worth, or that he's charging for the book. I kind of got off topic there, because the reason why I'm talking about Jocko Willink is that in his book, he talks about the importance of waking up early. Jocko Willink, if you guys don't know, he does a podcast. He's pretty big on YouTube. And he was previously a Navy SEAL. So he talks about how the best SEALs, the highest performing SEALs that he served with, always got up the earliest. And so he gets up, he makes this big thing of getting up at 4:20 every morning. And I even looked at his social media. He sometimes he'll post pictures of his watch at 04:20, and he's already awake and he's training for the day. So he promotes this lifestyle of waking up super early and training right away before you start your day. So I've been moving into that, which I've woken up early before at certain times in my life, but I've gotten away from it because I'm self-employed now and I make my own schedule. So it's easy for me to sleep till 7:30, 8, 8:30 sometimes. If I stay up too late, 9, you know, it doesn't matter because I don't have a boss. I just show up to projects that I'm working on when I get there. And then in my other businesses, which is, you know, my e-commerce business and stuff like that, it doesn't matter what time I wake up. I just have to go to the post office and mail off orders. So speaking of my e-commerce business, if you guys are experiencing hair loss, or if you have a patchy beard that looks like shit and you want to get that together, go to the website hairlinestrong.com and look at the serum that we have that helps you to regrow your hair. Hairline Strong is a proprietary blend of herbal extracts from ancient Chinese medicine, including biotin, safflower oil, jojoba oil, ginger oil. These are things that stimulate your hair follicles and helps to regrow your hair. It also contains minoxidil, which is clinically proven to thicken and regrow thinning hair. So go to hairlinestrong.com and pick yours up right now. I've been using it for, since the beginning of the year, and I've experienced fantastic hair growth. Maybe I'll put some photos. Actually, there's photos of me on the website, so go check that out right now, guys, if you are looking for a hair growth solution. So I've been waking up early, and now it is 10 minutes to midnight, and I'm going to be getting up tomorrow morning. I started waking up at 5:40. I know I'm all over the place with this, guys. I covered everything I wanted to cover in the notes, and I'm getting sleepy. But to wrap this up, I want to eventually start waking up at 4:20. So I started at 5, just waking up like 5:40, 5:30, 5:20, just 10-minute increments all the way up to where I'm waking up at 4, probably sometime between 4:20 and 4:45. This time last year, in the fall and winter of last year, I was waking up at 4:45 to work out before a coding boot camp that I was in. So it's not like I've never done it before. And then I was in the military and you had to wake up really early there. So I've done it before. I'm just out of practice because I've been sort of lazy and slacking over the summer. Anyway, guys, that last part was a little bit all over the place, but I touched all the things I wanted to touch on. It's been a pleasure to talk to you guys. I hope that was helpful. It's just a thing that you can use. If this applies to you, let me know. You can let me know in the comments of the podcast. You can email me at solitarybeastblog@gmail.com. I always really enjoy getting emails from you guys, comments on the blog, solitarybeast.com. I just like interacting with you guys, and I've said this so many times before. That has been the most fulfilling part of writing, of producing the podcast, is just interacting with other men in the community. So thanks for your emails. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for your reviews. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this right now, and then email me, solitarybeastblog@gmail.com, and let's set up a coaching call for the first 5 men that step up and do that. I appreciate you guys in advance. Thanks for getting us to over 500 downloads of the podcast, and let's get to 1,000. Oh, I wanted to share also with you guys is I found interesting on Anchor, which is the service that I use, you can see who is listening to your podcast from different places. So real quick, let's go over while I got you guys here. Let's see. The podcast has, like I said, 535 all-time downloads, which I think is fantastic. I'm really excited about that 535 people have decided to listen to my podcast or has been listened to 535 times. Here on Anchor, it shows you the geographic location of the listeners. So let's just talk over the top five, which are pretty predictable. The United States is top 50%. So the number one slot is the U.S. with 50%. U.K., number 2 with 9%. Canada coming in at number 3. Shout out to my Canadian brothers, 8%. We have the Aussies. I know you guys are going through some shit right now with COVID restrictions, but I've seen some really cool photos of protests and guys riding around on horses, so I think that's fantastic. Guys, don't let yourself be subjugated by your government. Stand up and fight. Australians are 4th with 5%. We have Ireland tied with – actually, we have a 3-way tie at number five. So the number five position, we have Ireland, India, and Germany all coming in at 2%, tied for fifth place. So that's pretty interesting, guys. I got people from all over the world tapping into the podcast. Shout out to my brothers in Germany, India, Australia. And also on the list, a little bit further down, we have Brazil, Poland, New Zealand, South Africa, Portugal, Romania, Italy. I mean, that's really amazing. That's mind-blowing, guys. Shout out to all of you guys all over the world tuning into Solitary Beast podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Hit the like button. Hit the review button. Leave me a 5-star review and then email me and let's chat. Boys, thanks for your time, guys. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Hope that helps you out. When you get to thinking about that girl from your past and she did this and she felt so good and she did this, just think to yourself, man, she's somebody else's problem now. All right, boys, I hope that helps. Peace.